Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Lord bless you. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing what the Word of God has to say on how we acquire faith. And on yesterday's broadcast, we were sort of taking a little trip down memory lane of those times in all of our lives when we first gave our heart to the Lord. And I don't know about you, but those were wonderful days because we were simple and childlike in our faith. There perhaps might have not been much that we knew. We had to learn a lot. We were just babes in Christ, but it wasn't hard. Things weren't difficult. It was just a matter of you pray, and God was good, and He was faithful, and He would hear prayer, and He would answer. However, in the passage of time, being influenced by those who were, negative and filled with unbelief or perhaps erroneous teaching, in the course of time, that answers aren't forthcoming as we desire. And sometimes then we begin to question God's goodness, or we begin to question that our faith is lacking. And beloved, I believe that's one of the slickest tools of the enemy to make us feel that our faith is inadequate. It tells us in the Word of God in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, that a life of faith begins when Christ is received. It says clearly there that Jesus, He is the author and finisher of our faith. That means that when we are born again, we are given, every man is given a measure of faith. And yes, there's ways to exercise our faith, increase our faith, acquire faith, and we're going to be looking at that. But I just sense that there are many of you right now that are really struggling in this area. And I believe if every one of us is honest, there's times in our lives and we begin to question not only the Lord or question, if we don't doubt the Lord, then we begin, it has to be me. There has to be a reason. But beloved, I want you to just consider this. When you pray a prayer, I trust you believe that God hears you. The Word of God says the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. And when that scripture I shared on yesterday's broadcast, when Jesus said, "When I come, will I find faith on the earth?" And He said that right after the parable of the unjust judge. And he's looking at our hearts today and saying, "Do you believe me?" And it all, again, comes down to relationship. Have we really come into the depth of a relationship that God desires for each one of us? It's not a series of external actions of going to church or as a religious duty, reading your Bible every day, but it's about a dynamic personal interaction with the Lord God of heaven and earth. And it's just amazing that he's willing to answer our prayer. He's never too busy. And the Word of God tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. However, there is an appointed time. Think about the heroes of the faith back in biblical times, in the times of the patriarchs. Don't you believe that they were looking for that coming Redeemer that had been prophesied at the very beginning to Adam and Eve? Don't you suppose that was passed down, Adam to his children, that there was a Redeemer coming who would crush the head of the serpent? The seed of the woman would do that, referring to Jesus. But the fact that they prayed and believed, there was an appointed time. And in the fullness of time, in God's particular moment of choosing, the Word became flesh, and Jesus became incarnate in the womb of a virgin and was born. And so I want you to see that just the fact that you haven't gotten answers to your prayers doesn't mean that you're not going to get an answer, but there may be a timing factor involved. Let's hear and let's share some scriptures on what faith is. It says in Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then in Acts, the 10th chapter, verse 44, and this, if you recall, was when Peter had been summoned by the servants of Cornelius, and he had also had a vision, which was the beginning of the preaching of the gospel to the Gentiles. And in verse 44, it says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. You see, this began to happen as they were hearing the word. And then just a few chapters later in Acts 15 and 7, this was the great council at Jerusalem, and there was this big dispute about whether or not the Gentiles should be circumcised, as some Judaizers were saying. And so the apostles came together to seek the mind of the Lord. And Peter stood up and said, brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And so it's through the word that faith comes. Galatians 3:11 says, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And 2 Thessalonians 2:13 says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief in the truth. And then finally, a scripture I'll share with you in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 18 through 21. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Hallelujah. So we were talking about this marvelous experience of being born again, that faith is deposited in our spirit. And then after coming to Christ, the very next thing that we are counseled to do is to start reading the Word of God. Begin to feed on the sincere milk of the Word and to meditate on it day and night. And we are promised that if we will do this, we will be like a tree planted by rivers of living water that will bring forth fruit in its seasons. That's the very first psalm. And then, of course, if you will recall the words that the Lord spoke to Joshua, he said, be strong and of good courage. In verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do to all that is written therein. For then, if you'll do that, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So, beloved, we're babes when we come to Christ. And just as a person doesn't grow up overnight, there's a natural process in physical growth and maturity, so it is in the realm of the Spirit. We can hear the same words, we can read, I'm sure you've had the experience, you can read a scripture you've read before and all of a sudden you get new insight, or you hear a preaching on a particular subject and all of a sudden you get a new understanding. Why? Because, you know, because we're in a process of growth, God can only give to us what we're able to bear and receive. Remember, Jesus said to the disciples, I have many things to say to you, but you can't bear it now. And so as we mature and as we apply ourselves, you know, it's God doing the work in us, but we have to hunger, we have to yearn, we have to desire after the things of the Lord. And so if we will begin to meditate on God's word and think about it, fill our minds with his word, because we have to change our carnal way of thinking. We've thought in the thoughts of the world. That's why the scriptures say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So after coming into Christ, the next thing to do is to just be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. John 15:7 said, this is Jesus, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So the word of God and prayer must go together if you want definite and specific results. There's no ground for answered prayer outside of the word of God. The Bible reveals the will of God in all things and promises certain benefits through Christ and faith, and no man can give prayer answered normally who doesn't know the truth. Of course, there are exceptions when someone's unsaved and they begin to call out to God. Well, God is merciful and he will reveal himself. The word alone can give you the basis, beloved, for answered prayer. Simple faith in the word of God may be considered too simple by some. It may not be sensible to the natural man who lives in his senses and wants to see and feel everything with which he has to do. But if you want glorious answers to your prayers, you have to have faith in God's word and in his promises that he wants you to have your prayers answered. And the Bible reveals God's will to each one of us. Praise God. Well, my time has again flown by, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. And just know that I am praying. Perhaps I'll take some time on the broadcast to pray for our faith to be increased. But be encouraged that whatever you're facing right now, you have the faith to get through it. But I do encourage you, if you're going through a trial and battle, allow me the privilege of standing with you in prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. I'll personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives for your blessing, edification, and encouragement. I love you, pray for you every day, my radio family, and of course, my beloved UCM partners. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.